Hey, good morning or afternoon, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Gimel. We are holding on. Daf Beis and Beis, we are at the two dots. Hey, Nazir. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Simi and Moshe Kleinman, is chus for Shlema from Moshe Limelech Halevi Ben Basha, and it's also sponsored for Shlema to our dear friend Shmaryahu Ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam. He should have for Shlema. So what we're going to talk about today in terms of Kabbalas Nazirus is the relationship that one has with hair and Kabbalas Nazirus. We're going to first discuss how do we know that when a person says Ehei Na'eh, that I will make it beautiful, that he means that his hair is going to be beautiful, and which means that he's actually being Mekabal Nazirus. There are lots of things that he could mean he wants to make beautiful. Then the Gemara is going to demonstrate that the words Mesalsel and Mechalkel are also statements that relate to hair. When one says Hareini Mesalsel or Hareini Mechalkel, that's a Kabbalas Nazirus, because those are phrases that relate to hair. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that a person says Hare Alai L'Shaleach Pera, that it also means to grow hair, and that's why he becomes a Nazir. So all of these Lashonos that relate to hair, the Gemara is going to discuss, how do I know that they in fact relate to hair? Then the Gemara is going to move on to the phrase Hare Alai Tziparin, where a mayor said that the person becomes a Nazir. So we're going to have two explanations why Hare Alai Tziparin is a Kabbalas Nazirus, and we're going to have a Nafkamina between those two explanations. And that conversation is going to take us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. And the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss what if a person is Mekabel a single din of Nazirus. We know that Nazirus is multifaceted. There are several dinim. There is a din you're not allowed to become tummy to a maize. This is a din you're not allowed to have any grape or wine products. This is a din that you're not allowed to cut your hair. What if a person only is Mekabel one of those things? He says, I'm a Nazir from grape products. Okay, but what about all the rest of the din of Nazirus? He didn't say, or I'm a Nazir from Tuma. So what's the halacha? Is it, do we impose on him the full Nazirus or not? So the Mishnah is going to tell us that even being Mekabel a single din of Nazirus obligates a person in all dinei Nazirus, but the Gemara is going to bring that Rabbi Shimon disagrees, that not everyone, not all Tanaim, are in agreement with our Mishnah. So let's begin at the two dots on Daf Beis Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah told us Nazir, that if a person says Ehei Na'eh, he's going to be a Nazir. So the Gemara says, how do I see that Ehei Na'eh means something about being Mekabel Nazirus? If he says Ehei Na'eh, how do I know that it means about some mitzvah that relates to the hair? V'dilma ana l'fanu b'mitzvos. Maybe he means that I'm going to make beautiful in terms of the way I do mitzvos. That he's Mekabel upon himself to be extra careful about Hidur Mitzvah. K'detanya, after all, the Braisa darshins the pasuk in the Shira, in Oziyashir, Ze Keli Va'anvehu, that we darshin Va'anvehu, which is a difficult word to translate, that it might mean Ano Elefan of B'mitzvos, that I'm going to make mitzvos very beautiful, that I'm going to be extra careful about Hidur Mitzvah, such as Es Elefan of Sukkah Na'el, I'm going to make a beautiful Sukkah, Lulav Na'el, buy a beautiful Lulav, Tzitzis Na'el, have the most beautiful Tzitzis, Echtov Lefan of Sefer Torah Na'el, I'll write a beautiful Sefer Torah, Ve'echru Chenu B'shirai Na'im, and I'll make beautiful mantle on the Sefer Torah, I'll make nice things to wrap the Sefer Torah in. So you see that the word Ehei Na'eh, the phrase Ehei Na'eh, doesn't have to be about the hair, it doesn't have to be about Nazirus, it could just as easily be about any other mitzvah. So Amar Shmuel, Shetofos B'sa'aro V'amar Ena'eh. No, the case is that the guy is holding on to his hair, and he's saying Ena'eh, that I'll make it beautiful. So now, based on that context, you see that he's referring to his hair. But otherwise, Enochinami, if a person just says, I'm going to make something na'eh, it doesn't have to mean his hair. It could mean he could be making any mitzvah beautiful. The from Rashi, Maseches Baba Kama, Rashi sounds like he was goris in the Gemara, not just tzitzis na'eh, but in Baba Kama, Daf Tesam Beis, Rashi has a girsa, Talis Na'es. That's a question. That's the Rif's girsa and the Rashi's girsa also. Is there a hidur mitzvah in having a nice talis or only nice tzitzis. Meaning one might argue that a talus isn't a mitzvah, it's just if you happen to have a beged, a dal kanfos, then you have to put a tzitzis on it. But the talus is just your beged, so there's a hiddur mitzvah that I should wear designer suits because, I put tzitzis on them. No, the hiddur mitzvah is in the tzitzis themselves. But according to that gear, so apparently the hiddur mitzvah is even in the beged upon which you put the tzitzis. In Binyan Shlomo and Tshuva and Simon Hay, he explains that the Gemara in Shabbos writes v'kasav bal l'shmo, that part of the hiddur mitzvah in Gemara in Shabbos, when it darshens this very same drasha about hiddur mitzvah, says that not only is the Sefer Torah going to be beautiful, but you also write it l'shmo. So he says, you see from there that part of Zakei Levanvei was not only to produce a beautiful cheftza shel mitzvah, but that the hiddur be l'shem shemayim, that only when you're doing those beautifications, not because it's socially acceptable or it will make you feel good about yourself, that other people will be jealous of you, of the beautiful items that you have, of how beautiful your tefillin is and how beautiful your Sefer Torah is, but you're doing it l'shem shemayim, you're doing it to be mechabed the Ribono Shalom, only then is it a fulfillment of hiddur mitzvah. In fact, if you look in that Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel and Beis, the Gemara in Shabbos adds a whole bunch of details. It says Sefer Torah na'a, kosav bol l'shmo, b'dion na'a, b'kulmus na'a, use a nice quill, a nice ink, b'lav l'ruma, and hire a very expert scribe, b'korcho b'shirai na'in, and you should wrap it in nice cloth. So the Briska Rav points out in his Chidushim over here in Nazir that, d'yon na'a, kulmus na'a, lav l'ruma, all of those things will make the Sefer Torah nicer. If you use a better quill, better ink, you hire a better scribe, you're going to have a nicer Sefer Torah. Shirai Noyim, that's not a nicer Sefer Torah, it's just something around the Sefer Torah. So says the Briska Rav that it's Muchach Mikan, that the din of Hiddur Mitzvah that we derive from Zakei Levanvei was not only on the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah itself, it's even on those things that surround the Mitzvah, that aid the Mitzvah, that go along with the Mitzvah. I mean, you wonder, where does the practice come from that people buy a silver Esrog box? The Hiddur Mitzvah is in the Esrog, it's not in the Esrog box, says Briska Rav. Maybe when you get a nice tefillin bag, you get a nice Esrog box, that's also part of, a lesser part, but part of the Hiddur Mitzvah. Obviously the more important Hiddur Mitzvah is in the Mitzvah itself, but it could be that that's also a somewhat of a kiyum of Hiddur Mitzvah. So now ask the Gemara. Nazira Milsada Avera. Wait a second, says the Gemara. Even in such a case where a person's holding his hair and he says, hey, na'eh, does that really necessarily mean that he means to be a Nazir? And being a Nazir is a Milsada Avera. Vaminle na'eh, you're going to call that na'eh? When a person is doing a Milsada Avera, when he decides to become a Nazir, right? That's what the Mishnah Masech Nedarim Daf Tes taught us, that if a person says, Kinidre Rishayim Hareini, and there's a Nazir that's passing in front of him at that time, he's a Nazir. Why is it called Kenidre Rishayim? So the Rosh explains that it's not right, it's not proper for a person to become a Nazir, that you're not supposed to become a Nazir. So the Gemara is asking that this is an Avera, this is part of that dichotomy of Nazirus. It's such a strange thing that on the one hand we view it as sinful on a certain level, and on the other hand, Nazirus is also viewed as this elevated sense of Kedusha. And we have to live with both of those ideas simultaneously, that it's in a certain sense you're losing something, but in another sense you're gaining something. But the Gemara is asking that if it's fundamentally an Avera, how can we call that that it's a Milsa da Avera? Some have a Girsa Milsa da Avida, that it's a Milsa da Avida, which means that the Gemara is asking, Tosfos explains, that is Nazirus a proper thing to do? It's an Avera, so it's not Milsa da Avida. I mean, the Gemara is asking, Bitmiya, Nazirus, Milsa da Avida? What, you think Nazirus is something that people should do, that people ought to do? According to our gear, so you don't read it as Bitmiya, you read it Nazirus, Milsa da Avera. Nazirus is an Avera. And therefore, we should not say that when a person says Na'eh, that that's what he's referring to. So anyway, the question's the same either way, that if a person says, Hey Na'eh, how could he be referring to Nazirus? Nazirus is not proper. Answers the Gemara, Ein, it is possible that Na'eh refers to Nazirus, Da'afil, Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, Da'amar Nazir Chote, even if you hold like Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, who says that a Nazir is a Chote, Hani Mili Gabi Nazir Tameh, we only say that a Nazir is considered a Chote if he's a Nazir that became Tameh in the middle of his Nazirus. The Aidi Dubai Mistar, that since he's going to have to be Soser, the Yemei Nazirus that he counted up until that time, and he's going to have to restart the count of the Nazirus, Dam Rachmanav, Ayam Marishonim Yiblu, Kitame Nizro, that the Pasuk says that the earlier days are going to fall away, Hasamhu, that's where we're going to say that he's considered a Chote, Dilma Asil Al Nizirusei, because he might come to violate his Nazirus, will be over on his Nazirus, meaning a guy accepted upon himself Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, because he thought he can handle Shloshim Yom. And then on day 22, he became Tamei, so now he's got to restart another 30 days. So it'll turn out that it was 52 days. He never thought that he was able to handle 52 days. It's beyond what he's able to handle, and that's why he's a Chote. If he becomes Tamei, he's taking upon himself more than he thought he was capable of taking upon himself. Aval Nazir Tahar, but a Nazir who was able to calculate what he can handle, and then he did, and he handled it, and he managed to remain tar the entire time, lav chote karibe, then he's not going to be called the chote. So the word na'ed does work for nazirus, because not every nazirus is a sin. Tosos in Daf Bezon Beis, Dibra Maschal Vamai, asks on the maskan of the Gemara seems to be coming to the conclusion that only a nazir tameh is called the chote, that the reason Rav Lazar HaKapar says that the nazir is a chote is because he's mitzair atzmo min ayayin. That's what the Gemara says beferish in the Darim Daf Yod, but bekamet of Tzadi Aleph. That reason of mitzair atzmo min ayayin is just as relevant to a Nazir Tahar as it is a Nazir Tameh. So how can the Gemara over here be making this distinction that, oh, you know when he's a Chote? Because if he's a Nazir Tameh, but a Nazir Tahar is not a Chote. Not true. A Nazir, if the Chet in question is being Metzar, Atzmo Min Ayayin, then a Nazir Tahar is also a Chote. So Tosa says that the Gemara is trying to explain why the Lashon Na'a is Shayach, because it's only a partial Chote, and the schar of the mitzvah of Nazirus outweighs the chet of being mitzar oneself from wine. It's like someone who has to fast a tainis chalom on Shabbos. That, you know, not everything is black and white, either a mitzvah or an aveira. Sometimes something's a little bit of a mitzvah and a little bit of an aveira, and the greatness of the mitzvah outweighs the aveira. Fasting on Shabbos is an aveira. You're not allowed to do it. But a tainis chalom, the requirement to do so, outweighs that aveira. So that's like, that's what the regular nazir will be. But if he's a nazir Tamei, then the Aveira outweighs the mitzvah. So we see that there is this Aveira of being a Nazir, but that's only when it comes to a Nazir Tamei. The Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Yotes that Rav Lazar Kapar Barebi Omer Mazeh Shalotir Atzma Min Ayayin Nekrochote Hamitzar Atzma Mikol Dabar Alachas Kama V'Kama. The Gemara is going to have a drasha that this Rav Lazar Kapar holds that if a person is considered to be a chote for just depriving himself of wine, if a person deprives himself of much more than wine, then Alachas Kama V'Kama, then all the more so is he considered a chote. However, even though deprivation is considered to be a chet, one should also realize that part of Judaism is also not to believe in overindulgence and in indulging in every taiva and every desire that a person has. So for a person not to overeat, the Rush writes in Orchos Chaim that a person should not eat an achila gasa until it's mole kreso, because there are lots of illnesses that can come from too much eating. The Yaivitz and Pirkei Avos Paragimel Mishnah Yudah Dalit writes on the Mishnah over there that Yayin Shel Tzarayim is Motzias Adam Min Ha'olam, that it's not just a mushel for a person who's Rodef, that it's really just a mushel for a person who's Rodef Achar Mosaros, that a person who's looking for every pleasure and every Tanug that he could have in this world, so things that his body doesn't need, that's considered to be a Chet, that a person is not supposed to overindulge. So while deprivation is an Avera, so too is overindulgence an aver. In fact, there's a tshuva in Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe in Chosha Mishpat Chelik Bey, Simon Samachay, was asked if it's mutter to go on a diet. Meaning, if you have this Rav Lazar HaKapra that says that being mitzar asmum in a yayin is an avera, and then the Gemara says, alachs kama v'kama, if you're mitzar yourself from other things, so if you're mitzar yourself from chocolate cake and from ice cream, and from, it should be a violation of all sorts of isurim. So Moshe writes, look, if you're doing it for health reasons, it's a davar pashut, that anything you do Litzorek Rafua is not a Cheshash Isra at all. And he says, even if there's no Cheshash Sakana, if you don't do it, but nevertheless, the Tsar that you have from the Machla and the Tsar that you have from the Pacha that you might become sick is greater than the Tsar that you have that you're not eating or being Nena from whatever Meichel you have. So you're being Machla for Tsar Katan for a Tsar Gadol. So he says, it's certainly better to go on a diet and be mitzayir yourself from the lesser pleasures of life in order to be able to enjoy actually living. So that's what Moshe writes. And he says, even on top of that, even if you're not doing it for refuah, let's say you're just doing it because you want to look good. Your kid is getting married and you want to look nice in the pictures. You want to, fit into, the suit or the dress or whatever. It's only the yofi. He says, still not chashash iser by being mitzayir yourself, because just like you're allowed to refrain from drinking wine in order to make money, let's say, or to get some other hana'ah. So if you have a hana'ah from looking good or from fitting into your clothing, so you're allowed to be mitzayir yourself from certain things in order to get that higher hana'ah, that better hana'ah that you're more interested in. So that's when it comes to a diet. Rav Moshe says, though, I caution, that's when it comes to a diet from, refraining from sugar and from unhealthy foods. So that's where we say that it's considered to be a beneficial thing. But if a person takes one of these starvation diets, which no doctor will tell you is healthy, and a person does, has eating habits that are very dangerous, that are very unhealthy, so he says, then chinami, then that's an avera, then that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about, that's exactly where Blazer HaKapar is talking about, if a person has unhealthy dieting habits. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that Hareini Kazeh, if a person says Hareini Kazeh, then he's a Nazir. So I asked the Gemara, Nihi Nami, granted that the Mishnah is talking about the Tafos Bisa'aro, that you're holding your hair, Hareini Kazeh, when you say Hareini Kazeh. So it's just like Ehe Na'eh, but still, Lo Amar, he didn't say anything that implies Nazirus. He only said that I should be like my hair. I mean, he holds his hair in his hand and he says, "Hareini kazeh." What do you mean? You're not like your hair. What do you mean? It should be like your hair. I just touched my hair, so one might be wondering why I don't go wash Netilas Yadayim right now. The Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch says when you touch your hair, you're supposed to wash Netilas Yadayim. Rosh Hashanah often points out, and I just heard in the Shir to the Smichas Chaver group in Yerushalayim, that Rosh Hashanah said, that was when they showered once a year, so everyone's hair was so greasy and so disgusting. Nowadays, those dinim don't apply anymore. That if you touch your hair, you don't have to go run and wash netilas yadayim, because we shower every day. So so it's not those are dinim based on the metzius that it was gross that you'd have something disgusting. It used to be they shower once a year whether they needed it or not, and if the body would start to smell, which invariably would, they throw perfume on it. You know, that's the way that was hygiene back in the day. Shachter often points out that's why the Jewish people were always accused of starting all these pandemics and things like that, because we were always we had better hygiene, because we were always doing the Netilas Yadayim and going to the mikveh and things like that, so we were bathing so much more frequently than everybody else around us. So sometimes there were things that didn't affect the Jewish community as much as it affected others, so everyone pointed the finger at us. So anyway, I don't know why I said all that. Granted, he's holding his hair when he says Hareini Kazeh, but he didn't say anything. It doesn't mean he's going to be a Nazir. So Amar Shmuel kagon shei Nazir over lefanav. Now the case must be that he says Hareini Kazeh as a Nazir walks in front of him. So that's what he means. Not like my hair, but like that guy, the Nazir. Then the Mishnah had said, Hareini Mesalsel. If a person says Hareini Mesalsel, he's a Nazir. So how do you see from the word Mesalsel that it has to do with Nazirus? Mimaida den Silsel Sara. How do I know that Silsel means growing your hair long? So Kadamrele, so the Gemara answers, Kadamrele ahi Amsa debe Rebbe lohu Garva. It's like the Amsa debe Rebbe told a certain guy who was playing with his hair, and Masayata Mesalsel Besarecha. So you see that the Lashon of Silsel relates to growing long hair. So a person who says Hareini Mesalsel is being Mekabel Nazirus. So says Gemara, but Ema Torah, maybe the word Mesalsel means that he plans on learning a lot of Torah, because a person is, Hafochba, Vafochba, Dekulaba, Mesalsel means to turn over. So that's what we do. We turn over in learning. We turn over this Svara, that Svara. We dig under here and under there to be able to try to come to an MS in Torah, Dechsiv, because after all, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Salsalos Ramamecha, that you should chazer it and be medaktik in every word of Torah. and mele it's going to teruma mecha, it's going to lift you up. Amar Shmuel hachanami shatavs besaro. So Shmuel says, no, it must be that the guy isn't just saying hareini mesalsel, he holds his hair and he says hareini mesalsel. So that's how I know that it means that he's going to grow long hair, that he's going to be a nazir, that's what he's being mekabel. Hareini mechalkel, then we said that if a person says hareini mechalkel, he's going to be a nazir. So the Gemara says, how do I know that means to be a nazir? Mimayda den kilkul sa'arohu. How do I know that it means his hair? Kiditran. So the Gemara answers, because the Mishnah Mesach HaShabbos tells us that the shear of Hotza'a for seed, if a person is carrying seed outside on Shabbos, how much do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei los lusud kilkul, in order to enough seed in order to apply on a portion of one's hair. Vamrav bas tzida, and Rav explained that that's the hair that grows on the side of the face under the jaw, and you see that kilkul is related to seyar. So when he says hareini mechalka, because we called it losud kilkul, and kilkul relates to a part of the hair, so you see that it's about hair. The Meiri writes that even though we don't pass it to Bidu, we pass it to Rabbanon, that the shear of Hotzah of seed is kidei losud etzba ketana shebebanos, but the point over here is not to bring a raya from the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, says the Meiri. The point over here is to bring a raya from the lashon, that when we wanted to describe something that relates to hair, we use that term mechalkel, and therefore over here as well, when he says hareini mechalkel, it relates to hair. So now the Gemara says it's still not such a good raya that he means nizirus ema mezenaniye. Maybe when he says hareini mechalkel, he means I'm going to support mechalkel chayim. Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu supports. So maybe it means that I'm going to be mefarnis aniyim, because you do find such a lashon of mechalkel relating to providing support. Kiddushiv pasuk says by Yosef, by mechalkel Yosef as aviv esachav, and says in the kolbeis of lechem l'fiatav, that he provided bread for everybody. So Amar Shmuel lachanami shatavs besaros. So Shmuel says, okay, over here also must be that when he said hareini mechalkel, even though the word mechalkel can mean hair, the word mechalkel can mean support, we assume over here that it means hair and not support, because he's holding his hair when he says hareini mechalkel. So that's the raya. So then we said in the Mishnah, harei alai l'shalech pera arei zanozir, that if a person says, I am being mekabel upon myself to be mishaleach pera, so he's a nazir. So the Gemara says, how do you see arei l'shalech pera means that he's being mekabel nazirus? Mimai da'dein shiluach ribuyuhu. How do I know that the lashon of shiluach implies growing something out, and that he's being mekabel on himself to be megadel his nazirus hair? So the Gemara says, d'chsiv shalachayich pardes rimonim, because the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says shalachayich pardes rimonim, that your growth should be like a pardes rimonim, which continues to sprout and to grow. So you see that shiluach is a lashon of gidul, it's a lashon of growing. So Gemara says, yeah, but how do you see from there that shiluach is a lashon of growing? Ema midi di avure. It could be that shiluach means to remove something, and he's being mekabel upon himself to be megaleach, to remove the hair that grows. Because we do find that shiluach also means to remove something. Kiddushiv, the pasuk says in Iyov, v'shilach mayim al pnei chutzos. So again, here's another one of those words. It means like two opposite things. To grow something and to remove something. Right? So how do you know that over here it means growth? Maybe it means, shalchayach pardes rimonim means a lashon of ha'avara, of hasara, of removal. So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, tana pera pera yalef, that the Tana of our Mishnah learns Gzeirus Shavah from the lashon of pera, that shiluach is the lashon of gidul, because ksiv hacha, it says by a nazir kadoshia gadel pera sa'arosh. The pasuk continues uksiv hasam gabe koin hediot, and it says when it describes koin hediot's haircut, ufera lo yishalechu. So just like by the koin hediot, shiluach pera means that he's got to grow his hair, so it's about that he's not allowed to grow his hair. So to by the nazir, shiluach pera means that he's obligated to grow his hair. Or another possible answer, v'iba yisema, hay v'shaleach mayim, nami ribuyhu. Now when the pasuk says, shaleach mayim, and we use that to prove that shiluach means to remove, no, that's also a lashon of ribuy and gidul, of growing something. some of the Girsa Kedim Targum Rav Yosef, the Kadmashkin Le Maya Lupeira Viravi, that when you're mashka the peros with water, they grow. So we read the pasuk Vishaleach, that you're Magadal peros through Mayim Alpane Chutzos, that's how one grows the peros. So Tosfos raises the question that, yeah, you could explain the Shaleach Mayim to be a Lashon of Gidul, but there are a lot of psukim where it says Shiluach, where it means Havara. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Shaleach Tishalach. A lot of psukim where it means Havara and not Gidul. So just because you were able to touch up this pasuk that Shaleach Mayim al Pnei Chutzos, that relates to Gidul, you're not going to be able to answer every pasuk that way. So Tosfos answers that the Gemara really is sticking with the first answer that it gave, that para para, we have a Gzera Shava. In the second answer, it's just showing that this pasuk is not an indication in the other direction necessarily. But really, the real answer is based on the first answer of the Gemara. And that's why the answer, the kasha of the Gemara, was that maybe the pasuk Shalachech Pardis Ribonim is a lashon of Havara and not a lashon of Gidul, like the lashon of Shalach Mayim. So the Gemara answers that even Shalach Mayim is a lashon of Gidul. And even though there are many psukim that a lashon Shiluach is a lashon of Havara, but over here it doesn't necessarily mean that. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, Harei Alai Tziporin. The Mishnah said if a person commits to bring Tziporin, so Rameir Omer, Nazir. Rameir says that that's a Kabbalah's Naziros, and the Chum say, no, it's not a Kabbalah's Naziros. My time is Rameir. Why does Rameir hold that Harei Alai Tziporin is Chaldine Naziros? So the Gemara says, Machloka Samuraim. Meaning, where do I get the idea that if a person says, I am hereby committing to birds, that it means that he's a Nazir? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Possibility number one, Amrei Shlakish, Tziporin Smuchon Naseir Kibel Olav. The Machlokas of Meir and the Chum is when he says, Harei Alai Tziporin, and the Machlokas, and the Machlokas is whether he means Tziporin that are next to the Pasuk, that are next to Seir in the Pasuk. And if there was no Pasuk where Tziporim are written right next to Seir, we would not assume that Tziporin means Nazirus, because only Nazirus Nazir Tameh has to bring Tziporim, and that's a milsul shchiach that a person will become a Nazir Tameh. So Duchsev, but the pasuk says, Adi Sa'arei K'nishrin Revei V'Tefroi K'Tziporin, that the hairs of Nebuchadnezzar grow like the Kanfei Nisharim, they grow like the wings of an eagle, and his fingernails grow like birds, right? So it's as if you're saying Harei Alai, when you say Harei Alai Tziporin, it's as if you're saying Harei Alai Mitzvah, that I'm being Mekabel a Mitzvah, that there's Shayuch Chiyuv of Tziporim that relates to hair. So where do you have a mitzvah that you have a chiyuv of birds and it relates to hair? That's Nazirus. I guess a shtickel davyomi coincidence, because Nebuchadnezzar comes up in this week's Haftarah, but he's not such a rare character in Haftarahs. But nevertheless, in this week's Haftarah, he's not called Nebuchadnezzar, he's called Nebuchadrezzar in Haftarah, but that's just an insult, right? Meaning Netzar means like a crown, so we call him Nebuchadrezzar as a way of mocking him, that he's not deserving of a crown. But anyway, so Rameir Savar, Matvizinish Bimidi de Samechle, that it's normal for a person to, when he's Makabal and Neder, and he says, Harei Alai, such and such, and he's Somech on that which is near it in the Pasuk. So when he says, Harei Alai Tziporim, he means whatever's right next to the word Tziporim in the Pasuk, and that's about hair. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who disagree with Rameir and say that if a person says, Harei Alai Tziporim, that doesn't make a guy a Nazir. Savri lo Matvizinish Bimidi de Samechle. They hold that it's not normal for a person to be Mekabel Nazirus in such a way. He didn't intend to be Mekabel upon himself Nazirus by saying Harei Alai Tziporim, because we don't all of a sudden say, oh, let's quickly scan Tanakh. What word does Tziporim appear next to in Tanakh? And then just immediately associated with that. The Rabbanan say there's no such limud. So then we have, that's one explanation of Rav Meir, that Harei Alai Tziporim means that since in Sefer Daniel, Tziporim and Seyar are right next to each other, so it's as if he's being Mekabel to grow his hair. That's a Kabbalah's Nazirus. A second explanation, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Dekulei Alma Lom matfis. That no, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan hold that it's not normal for a person to take a neder using a certain word, relying on the fact that there's another word right near it in a pasuk. Alahainu time with Rabbi Meir. You know why Rabbi Meir thinks harei like tzipor means kabbalas and zeros? The chayshin and shemet tzipore nazir tamei kibel alav. That we're choshish, so maybe he wants to be mekabel upon him, on himself that something that's that because of it might lead one day to a chiyuv of bringing karbanos. So nazirus typically won't lead to a chiyuv to bring tziporim as karbanos. There are karbanos of nazirus, but they don't involve birds. Only nazir tamei brings birds, but by being mekabel nazirus, he's opening himself up to the possibility of one day bringing birds in case he becomes tamei. So michti chayshinan kamar, the guy doesn't become a nazir only because of this. I mean, the only reason we're making him a nazir apparently is because of a suffix that maybe when he said arayi like tziporim, he means tzipore nazir. So dumle tzipore nedava kibel alav. But isn't it just as plausible, if not more plausible, that he's just committing to bring two birds as a karban and has absolutely nothing to do with nazirus? The Tosfos points out in Amud Aleph that any time we're able to be mefarish a person's words that he's not being mechavin for nazirus, we'd rather say that because nazirus is very chamor. It involves a great tircha, and it's more mestaver that a person is not being mekabel nazirus. So if there's another way to touch up harei elai tziporin other than saying that the guy's becoming a nazir, that should be the preferred taich of Harei Elai Tziporim, because who would want to be mekabel nazirus? So maybe it just means that he wants to be mekabel to bring karbanos as a nedava. So says Gemara, im kein Harei Elai kan mi bayilei. If he wanted to commit to a regular nedava, he should have said kan, which is shtei torim or shnei b'nei yona. That's the normal thing to be menadev. V'dilma Harei Elai Tziporim mitzora ka'avar. Okay, maybe he's not being mekabel nazirus, he's being mekabel to bring birds for a mitzora who anyway is chayiv to bring birds as part of his tahara process. So maybe I'm volunteering to pay for someone else's birds. And even if you want to say, Tosfos points out that belibo he's being mekabel nazirus, the nazirus is not going to be chal because his words are just about being bringing tziporim, which may relate to mitzora and may more likely relate to mitzora than it does to nazirus. Lashon tziporim, in fact, is even used in the parsha of the mitzora. So we would immediately associate tziporim with mitzora. So answers the Gemara, the way we keep on answering, kigon shahaya nazir over lefanav. No, he didn't just say harei alai tziporim out of nowhere. There was a nazir walking in front of him when he said that. Oh, so he must have meant the tziporim that relate in some way or another to a nazir. So the Gemara understands that even if a nazir tamei was walking in front of him, we would explain that he means to be mekabel nazirus. So I asked the Gemara, v'dilma nazir tamei ulupotro min karbanos of kamar. Wait, if there's a nazir tamei walking in front of me and I say harei alai tziporim, how do we know that I mean to be mekabel nazirus? Maybe what I actually mean to do is not to be mekabel nazirus upon myself, but to be mekabel to pay for that guy's tziporim that he's going to have to bring. Meaning there's a nazir tamei is going to have to bring birds. So maybe that's what I'm being mekabel. So the answer is the Gemara, kon shei nazir tahar over the fun of. No, there's another tahar walking in front of him who doesn't have to bring any birds. So since the guy taking the neder knows that another tahar does not have to bring any birds, so when he says arayelai tziporim, he can't be committing to pay for the birds of the nazir tahar. There are no birds of nazir tahar. It must be that he's committing upon himself to become a nazir. So it turns out that arayelai tziporim, according to our mayor, makes a person a nazir only if there's a nazir tahar walking in front of him at that moment. So says Gemara, my benayu. So then, what's the chilik in how you understand Rabbi Meir between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? According to both of them, when you say harei alai tziporim, the nazirus is only chal if there's a nazir over lefanav. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So my nafkamina, whether you go with Rabbi Yochanan's explanation or Reish Lakish's explanation. Again, Reish Lakish was one that said that Rabbi Meir's shita is based on the fact that tziporim and seyar are right near each other in a pasuk in Daniel, so we jump from tziporim to seyar. But even that only works when there's a nazir over lefanav. And Rabbi Yochanan says that no, Rabbi Meir's shita is based on the fact that when he says Harei Tziporim, he means the Tziporim of a Nazir Tameh, that I'm being Mekabel Nazirus, which might one day lead to me having to bring Tziporim. So says Mar, Ike Benayu, the Nafkamina between them is Kugonda Amar, Tziporin Asmuchel Naseir Alai. If he says Tziporin Asmuchel Naseir, Rabbi Yochanan, Alpha Gavda Amar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if he says that, and it seems like he's talking about a mitzvah that relates to hair, which is Nazirus, I Nazir over Lefanavin, Ilolo. You still need the Nazir over Lefanav in order to be Makabalit. But the Rabbi Shimon Lakish, according to Rish Lakish's explanation of Rabbi Meir, Alpha Gavda Ein Nazir over Lefanav, even if a Nazir is not walking in front of him, if he was so explicit that he said, I'm being Makabal Tziporim, that are juxtaposed in the pasuk to Sayar. So now I know he means Nazirus. I don't need a Nazir to be over Lefanav. That's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara discusses, wait a second, is this a thing that people do? That they're mekabel a neder using a word that's next to another word in the pasuk, and they really mean that other word in the pasuk, not the word that they actually say? Umi iko leman diyamar lo matvis inish b'milsa de samachlei? Is there anyone who holds that it's not the derech to be noder using a particular word, having in mind a word that's nearer in the pasuk? Everyone is noder that way. Va'atanya, we have a price that says ha'omer yamin, a person who says yamin shalo achol kikarzu harezu shvua, that's a shvua, and if he violates it and he eats it, he's going to be chayiv malkus. My taima, why is yamin considered to be a shvua? Lav mishum, isn't it because that the word yamin is in the pasuk right next to the word shvua duchsiv? Because again, a pasuk in Daniel, vayorem yamino usmolo shemayim vayishava v'chaya olam. So you see that yamin relates to a word that's right next to it, which is a shavua vayishava. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that everyone agrees that no one takes a neder in such a way by utilizing a word in a pasuk that's juxtaposed with another word, and you're really intending the other word? Over here you see beferish in the brisa that if you say yamin, then that's a lashon of shvua because of that very idea. So answers the Gemara, Amri lo, that no, yamin is not considered a shvua because the word yamin is right near the word shvua in a pasuk. Vishem yamin gufei ikri shvua. Rather, it's because the word yamin itself is a lashon of shvua. How do I see that the word yamin itself is a lashon of shvua? It's not just referring to a pasuk where shvua appears. Detanya, because the brisa says minayin la omer yamin. How do I know that if a person says yamin, that I'm not going to eat a particular kikar she shvua? But that's a lashon of shvua. And if you violate that shvua and you eat that kikar, you're going to be chayiv malkus. Shenemar nishba Hashem biyamino. That kavayachal Hakadosh Baruch Hu nishba with the word yamin. So you see, the word yamin is itself a lashon of shvua. Uminayin lomer small she shvua. How do I know that if a person says, let's say, small shaloachal kikarzu, that's a violation, that's a lashon of a shvua as well? Shenemar uvizro anetuyo, uvizro uzo rather. If the pasuk says uvizro uzo, so since the yamin is already mentioned in the pasuk, so you see that uvizroa uzo must be the referring to the left hand and not the right hand. That's how Tosos and the Rush explain. Okay, next Mishnah now. So says the Mishnah, what if a person doesn't say Hareini Nazir? He's more specific. Hareini Nazir min hachartzanim. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir in that I won't eat grape seeds. Umin hazogim, or I won't eat grape peels. Umin hatiglachas, or I'm going to be a Nazir just so I won't shave. Umin hatumah, or I'll be a Nazir in that I won't be mitame myself. So Hareini Nazir, that's considered as if he just took upon himself a regular Nazirus, and he's a Nazir, v'kol dikdukei Nazirus alav, and all the dinim of Nazirus are chal on such a person. The Mishnah adds, Tos points out, adds the phrase kol dikduke nazirus alav, aside from the fact that after it already told us that he's a nazir, because in the coming Mishnayos we'll see that there's such a din called Nazir Shimshon, where Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be metame lemesim. So I might have thought that if a person just says Hareini Nazir min achartzanim, that he becomes like a Nazir Shimshon and that he's allowed to become tame lemesim. So that's why the Mishnah has to add that phrase, the kol dikduke nazirus alav. Not only is he a Nazir, Nazir, he has to follow all the dinim of Nazirus, including the fact that he's not allowed to be Metameh Lemesim. The Rush adds that there's a Chiddush called the Dukkah of Nazirus Alav, that he's not like a Nazir Olam, because we're going to see in the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf that a Nazir Olam is allowed to be Mekel B'Sa'ara, like Avshalom, that if a person is a Nazir forever, every once in a while, he's allowed to lighten his hair a little bit by trimming a little bit of it. So we're saying Kol Dikduke Nazirus Alav means that he doesn't have any of the leniencies of the other models of Nazirus, whether it's Nazir Shimshon, which has a leniency of being Tamei Lemeis, or Nazir Olam, Nazir Liolam, that has a leniency of being Mekel B'Sa'aro. Okay, so says Gemara Masnis and Delok Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is clearly against Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Einu Chayv Ad Sheyidum Likulam, that a person is not going to be Chayv for Nazirus unless he takes a Neder Nazirus from all of the restrictions of a Nazir. For Rabban Amri, Afel Nazir Al B'chad Minhon, Havi Nazir. And the Rabban would say, even if he's only Mekabel one element of Nazirus, he is a full-fledged Nazir. My time with Rabbi Shimon, where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea that a person does not become a Nazir until he takes a neder mikulam? So I'm a crock, because the pasuk says in the parsha of a Nazir, mikol asher ye asem migefen ayayin mechatsanim viatzag. So from lashon mikol, Rabbi Shimon learns that you only become a Nazir if your Kabbalah is all inclusive of all of the isurin nazirus. V'rabban in my time, where did the Rabban get the idea that even by being mefareit a particular chelik of the nazirus, that the entirety of nazirus is incumbent upon the person? Amakram Yayin Vesheikhar Yazir. So it says it identifies Yayin Vesheikhar. So we learn from there that even if you are Mefaresh, that you're being Makabal Nazirus only from Yayin Vesheikhar, which are like a Davrecha, that's one element of the Nazirus is Chal on the person entirely. I've Rabbi Shimon Nami Yaksim Yayin Vesheikhar Yazir, but Rabbi Shimon also agrees that there's a Pasuk Yayin Vesheikhar Yazir. What does he do with that Pasuk? How Mibayle Lesser Yayin Mitzvah Kiyin Rishus. He uses that pasuk to teach me that if you're mekabel nazirus, you're not even allowed to drink yayin shel mitzvah. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we pick up with what exactly is yayin shel mitzvah. So Bez Hashem, Elisha will be back tomorrow and giving the shir in shul, and Elisha will give the shir Shabbos and Sunday as well. I will be back on Monday morning. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos, and thank you for
Shabbos and enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
So good.
Bye bye.